proclamation number 8477 dated the April 24, 1963. There is no coincidence. Nothing happens arbitrarily. Believe me, there is no coincidence. Instead, everything is divine providence, and every human being's course of life proceeds in accordance with divine will. For whatever does not correspond to my will nevertheless is my permission, so that you may derive spiritual benefit from it if you make the right use of everything. However, you are not at the mercy of a blind power. Every experience during the course of your life is its reason and serves a purpose. But how you use it is up to yourselves, because what matters in earthly life is the test of your will. And in order to evaluate every happening properly, you should always request my support, and truly, you will think and act in the right way, because I will not guide you the wrong way if you entrust yourselves to me voluntarily. And thus everything confronting you is determined by me or permitted for the purpose of your perfection. When you are in constant contact with me through works of love, sincere prayer or in thoughts which relate to me, you can also be certain that you will not think and act in opposition to my will, because then I will bless your every action and your souls will mature. Hence you should view whatever confronts you every day as my direct action on you, because I direct all threads, I start relationships, I bring those together who shall serve me and seize every opportunity to guide you humans into truth, who sincerely desire it. This is most important in the last days, because passing the test of volition, which will determine your future fate, entirely depends on the truth. Sparks of light will flash on earth and tear the dark night apart, yet only few people will ever strive for them. The majority will be content with the night and flee the light. But there will also be deceptive lights causing confusion, as the light is short-lived and plunges people into even deeper darkness than before. But where there is desire for light, the darkness will lift and people will find their way into the light of day. You, who ask for it, shall all become enlightened, and need only ever take notice of where the light is coming from. If its radiance is bright, it will make you feel good. You will be able to penetrate the darkness and be happy with the light which shines for you. Deceptive lights, however, will confuse you. You will not be able to find complete understanding and therefore feel uneasy. If you are interested in the pure truth, if you genuinely just want the pure truth. But I know my own, and thus I can speak to them, and they will recognize the Father's voice, and as soon as I can speak to them myself, they will be saved for time and eternity. And thus it is only important that you humans do not walk any path alone without first praying for my guidance. Because this prayer guarantees my protection and my help when you are still too weak and inexperienced to differentiate between true and deceptive light by yourselves. But I will place the right thoughts in your heart, and then you will always live in truth, because you are seeking it. I can prepare vessels for myself anywhere, which fulfill all conditions and thus allow the working of my spirit within them. And anyone with an awakened spirit also knows whether and when I speak myself, because my sheep know my voice. And when I'm able to send revelations to earth, I will also take care of their distribution. But my adversary will do the same by also trying to communicate with people who are gullible and facilitate his actions, and he will also try to spread error and find people to help him. Nevertheless, the truth will shine like a brightly radiating light, whereas the adversary will only be able to ignite deceptive lights which will merely increase but not disperse the darkness. But people's free will has to be upheld, and this free will must sincerely want the truth and request it from me myself. Amen.